Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 57. Here is the extracted text from the image. In the city of Atlanta, say, I am glad they indicted the goddamn Jew. They ought to take him out and lynch him. And if I get on that jury, I will hang that Jew sure. I emphatically deny that I used any such expression at any time or place. I am a member of the Elks Club. Said club has among its members a large number of Jewish people, many of whom are my friends. I never entertained any prejudice or animus against the Jewish people or against any one of them, and I did not make use of any such expression before said Aaron or anyone else. I was at the Elks Club on Sunday, May 25th, 1913, in the morning, that I have read the depositions of W. L. Ricker, in which he undertakes to quote me. I do not know the said Ricker. I may have been introduced to him. I did not make the statement at any time or place as sworn to by said Ricker. Ricker said that the conversation that he heard was in the store of Nunnally and Harris at Monroe, Georgia. I have read also the deposition of J.J. Nunnally with reference to the conversation about which Ricker testified. I remember that the Frank case was discussed in the store of Nunnally and Harris. This discussion occurred on June 2, 1913. It was participated in by a number of people. I discussed it casually and incidentally, as did all of the other parties present. I was not in the store more than 60 minutes at the outside. During a part of this time, I was engaged in an effort to sell Nunnally and Harris some buggies, and the Frank case was not discussed all of this time. Or if it was, certain it is I did not participate in the discussion. I positively deny that I used the expression, "They are going to break that Jew's neck," as stated by Ricker in his deposition. And I likewise deny making any such statements in manner, form, or substance, as set out in the depositions of said Ricker. I did not, in the presence of the said Ricker or Nunnally, or in the store of said Nunnally and Harris, or anywhere else at any time, say, if the jury turned Frank loose, he could never get out of Atlanta alive. I did state in the discussion of the Frank case that it was my opinion that the man guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan ought to be hung. I had not been reading.